Willa Hoag leads a rock band out of Nashville, Tennessee, that puts on shows with the same intensity of early Springsteen shows, whether he's playing for 50 people or 5,000. He's been an independent artist, and now after a stint with Atlantic Records, is once again on his own with a new album, The Man Who Killed Love. We are very happy that the full band has joined us today, horns, singers, and the big voice of Willa Hoag. Let's begin with this performance of Pocket Full of Change. Pocket Full of Change from Willa Hoag, this great band live today. And I guess that song almost answers any questions I might have. It's sort of in there.
Yes.
The reason why I say that is when we first met, Will, he put out Carousel on His Own. It got picked up by Atlantic Records. He made an album for Atlantic, which I would guess, just to even hear what you say in that song, was total experience. Was probably a little disappointing to you.
Yeah, it was not the experience that we had all hoped that it would be, you know, where it your music starts to reach a larger audience. Ours reached a smaller audience. So
that was something that I had me scratching my head. Carousel sold what?
Better than Blackbird.
That is so weird. The album that was on Atlantic Records. And I must say that I didn't feel that Blackbird captured you as well as I would have hoped that it might have.
Well, that's, you know, we talk about it all the time, and it's just one of those things that when you get in the middle of it, when somebody's putting in that kind of money for you to make a record, it gets to be a real watered-down, real safe, palatable version of
Well, you said something I thought was pretty interesting, that you felt like they were spending the money, so you were working for them.
Yeah, and maybe that's obviously that's a reflection of a bad relationship on my end, and maybe I should have, you know, fought more for you know, the things that I believed in, I guess. But I really, that's exactly what it felt like, was that it was a work for hire and kind of had to do the painting that they wanted. So.
Well, right. Three coats. There's a lot of energy on this record. You seem really energized by this.
Yeah, we were really excited. You know, the band, I mean, we spend most of our time playing live anyway, so we were very excited about trying to capture that energy on tape. And we're real fortunate to work with Ken Coomer and Charlie Bracco, the two guys that helped us really kind of realize that dream. So a big thanks to them as well.
And a lot of the songs that people know from Will's shows are on here, and hopefully we'll get some of those. And
absolutely.
And, can you do Scar?
Yeah, let's do that. This is Love from a Scar.
Making the live band sound as good as the record does. Will Hogan, the band, are playing live today. You got to go around the room because some of the people who made the album with you are here, but there's some changes. I know Brian was on guitar on most of the record, but
yeah.
You got some.
We had some guest appearances throughout the record. A friend, Ollie Freed, came in and played. Another friend, Pat Buchanan from Nashville, came in and played. So we have Sigador Burkus over here on the drums, Mr. Jefferson Crow on the keyboards, Dean Porkchop Tomasek on the bass, Adam Fleurer on the guitar. Fabulous Trina and Erica over here on the background vocals, and the Philly horns over here in the corner. So.
Indeed. Actually, not just the Philly horns, but Jay Davidson did the arrangements on the album with you, and he's
yeah. Jay and I actually met here at the show we did at World Cafe Live, and kind of just hit it off and started talking over the phone, and decided we wanted to try and do horns on some of these songs, and that worked out real well.
Well, I got to say, you got to you conjure up so many things with this music, and certainly an old style soul review is part of it in a rock and roll context kind of thing. I'm curious as to what Will, what you grew up listening to. Where did you grow up in Nashville?
Did I
you?
Did.
Oh, you? Okay.
Yeah, my family's from there. My father was a musician in Nashville in the early stages of the British invasion, kind of rock and roll stuff. So he turned me on real young. I kind of missed the whole hair metal 80s period that I grew up in, thankfully.
I can tell, yeah.
So I got a real healthy dose of, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and James Brown and all the old Motown stuff, just really filtered. I pretty much skipped a whole generation of music, which I was, like I say, in the end, pretty excited about.
Now, did your dad play out live? Did you ever go see him play live?
Yeah, he and his band, it's actually still the same group of guys, still do a show once or twice a year and kind of, do oldies and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of the stuff that, that I grew up listening to. So it's a lot of fun to get to do that.
Now, did he give you any, this is a silly question, but did he give you any advice?
Yeah, he said stay in school and don't go into the music business. I paid real close attention to that, as you can tell.
Will Hoag is our guest, and we got the full band playing live. Let's take advantage of that. What do you want to do next?
Parts are going to roll. Siggy, why don't you go ahead and get us started on that?
Hearts are going to roll. Will Hogan, the band, are playing live for us today on the World Cafe on a rare off day of the touring. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because you tour constantly, and you know, are known for, like, you know, 200% every night, or, you know, at least 11.
We try.
Does your voice ever give you trouble?
I'm knocking on closest wood I can find. Not often. I mean, I guess the blessing of the voice I have is it sounds like it's out of shape all the time. So works in my favor.
Which makes a lot of
sense. It always sounds tired and burned out. So.
Now, I was reading on your website about how you recently played a gig in Boston and sold it out. And that was the first time you'd been there?
First time that we'd done a sold-out show there. We'd played there twice before. But it was a great feeling to, you know, that's a long way away from home.
Yeah.
It's one thing to sell out. Selling out shows is great, nonetheless, at home or anywhere else. But when you get
that
15
away.
Or 16
Well, that's what I was
away,
wondering.
It was a real blessing.
I love the fact that, you know, it's a regionality to what you do, and you've built it, you know, from the home base. So
yeah, and it's one of the nice things about, I mean, obviously, you know, being from the South, you have a certain musical influence, and I think the further away we get from home, the more it becomes special in a
yeah,
way. I think
yeah,
it becomes
yeah.
a little bit more of an import, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's great. Hopefully people where Will has not been will go see him next time he's in town.
Yeah, we hope so.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, this is one of the high points of the live show, and I think it really came across really well on the album, which is Woman Be Strong. And you know what's going to happen with this when you hear the album, because you can hear the guitar amp humming right from the very beginning. That was on purpose, I assume.
Well, it was there. We just decided to leave it. So
it sounded good. So great. You can do that one?
Yeah, let's do Woman Be Strong.
I didn't mean to make this hard on you. I'm sorry that I brought you down. But don't you know I get a little lost sometimes? With all these people hanging around, and I know sometimes you feel like giving in, but honey, could you please hold on? These old wicked ways of mine.
Woman Be Strong from Will Hogan, the band. And folks, that is not the set closer. He just goes up from there. Will, thank you so much for coming by. And,
well, I really appreciate y'all supporting us and taking the time to do this.
So. Definitely having this full band here is a total treat. Will Hogue, look for him on the road, and definitely look for the new album, The Man Who Killed Love. And we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.